Your local public radio station in HD, 90.7 WKGC, Boston there, more than a feeling. And it's a good day. It's Thursday, Brandon. I should turn on producer Brandon there. Yeah, it's almost the weekend.
I'm so ready for the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of interesting things in history today, but we want to go out to our rambling reporter, Mr. Tom Hoot, who's out at the Northwest Regional Library System on 11th Street this morning.
Wait. Scott, you got that right the first time today.
You know that. I'm good.
Wow.
You
have it written somewhere.
No, I promise I don't. Okay. I've been studying. I've been doing this. I support our local library.
You've been getting that one wrong. So.
Yes. Well, an old dog can be taught a trick after a while. Okay. It takes a while. So what's happening at the library?
Well, I have three ladies here with me today, and we're going to talk about literacy, English as a second language, studying for citizenship, and one-on-one tutoring, and how you sign up for it, what they can do to help you in literacy over here, and how you sign up. So I think we'll start with Ann. Ann, you're teaching now English as a second language, is that correct?
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit about who would be interested in English as a second language. I mean, who do you normally have? And also tell us a little bit about how you would sign up.
Well, this is a program for adults, not for children. It's an adult program for anyone who cannot speak English or cannot speak English well, who want to study more about getting on with their what they want to do in this life here in Panama City. So our program is open to anyone like that. It's free, no charge. And we have classes, and we do one-on-one when somebody needs extra help. Mm-hmm.
So somebody could come in here literally speaking almost no English, and you guys could take it from there.
We can help them if they speak no English. They don't even have to be able to understand me at all. I can work with them and teach them to speak English.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scott, there's hope for you.
I know, Scott.
I'm thinking about this. Actually, Scott doesn't speak English, but he does speak bad English. Now,
yes.
I don't know if you can change that or not.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I have one problem. I speak Southern English, you know?
Oh, so.
I'm with you on that. Y'all, we're on the same page.
And just so you know, Ann is a graduate, an alum of not only Gulf Coast State College, Gulf Coast Junior College probably then, but
yes.
Also she was at WKGC in its early years.
Really?
With Charlie Wooten, yes.
Yes, I did a program called Vietnam Voice.
Oh, I've seen tape. We have that on tape.
Do you?
Yes.
And I think the last time you were in the studio, we talked about that.
Probably did.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
We did, I think.
Yes.
Either that or I'm dreaming it, but either one. Thanks for doing such a thing, and I'm glad that we've got an alum on the air with us.
Yeah, I was in the very first class that graduated from Gulf Coast Community Junior College.
Wow. There you go, Scott. There's a early alum for you. And Stephanie is also an alum, and she's also from the radio station.
Awesome.
So when we come back on the next break, we'll talk a little bit to Stephanie about her citizenship classes, and we can ask her about her time working with CC.
Excellent. Well, then, thanks for throwing it back to us, Tom. We'll get to a break here in just a moment, but I have some trivia for you.
Wow. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so I know that you're not sitting in front of the computers here. Maybe you've got one there.
Computer,
but you are at the library, and they have reference, but I don't know
the
joke.
Yes, it takes a little longer to get to it because I'd have to run out to the front of the library and start rooting
around. That's true. Today
yeah.
is the birthday of something very important. Do you know what it is?
No.
I need my Jeopardy music.
Oh, dear. Yes, you do. I do not.
June 14th, 1775. Do you know what was born today?
Flag.
No, but you're close. No. The United States Army was founded June 14th, 1775, when the Continental Congress authorized the enlistment of expert riflemen to serve the United Colonies for 1 year. So happy birthday to the U.S. Army.
Happy birthday to the Army.
See?
That's a pretty good one.
It is, but
that's not a date we talk about a lot.
It's not, but we've got a couple of others, too, on this day in history, and we'll get to that in just a bit. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of our roving, rambling reporter, Tom, at the Northwest Regional Library System here in a moment, here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, with Nora Jones there and Come Away With Me. And Tom, I found a vinyl recording of that whole entire album on sale someplace. It was on clearance. I paid like pennies for it, and it sounds so much better in vinyl.
It does.
And we do have a vinyl play of the day coming up in just a bit as well.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I had actually left one up there, but I changed my mind. I was up, we had a STEM camp up there yesterday afternoon. We're doing remote controlled vehicles on the third floor.
You were doing it in my studio again? Seriously,
yeah,
Tom.
I'm sorry about that. No, actually, the kits that the participants were making these remote controlled, these RCVs out of, were not very durable. And producer Caleb and I were up there soldering the parts back together again.
Very good.
As the kids broke them. So we set up a triage for a little remote-controlled hovercraft up there in your studio.
Well, that works.
Mm-hmm.
So you're at the library today.
I am at the library, and our next librarian here is Stephanie Crosby, and she teaches the citizenship classes, and she's also... as I said earlier, she's an alum from Gulf Coast and also from WKGC. So she should be very good in her presentation on... she was at the station when Charlie Wooten was there, so you know her.
Oh, yeah.
Her technique should be darn near perfect.
I expect there should be no ums or ahs or anything.
Nothing like that, because I think
awkward
Charlie,
like I do.
Charlie would hit you with a rolled-up newspaper if you said too many times, I think. Anyway, here's Stephanie Crosby. She's going to tell us a little bit about their citizenship classes.
Our citizenship classes are on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, and I assist you in the N-400 application process, which is the application that you have to send in to apply for citizenship. Mm-hmm. You always hear about the 100 questions. We go over those because you have to answer 6 correctly. You're only allowed to miss 4, so they're only going to ask a total of 10 out of that 100. But I never know what the questions are going to be.
Sure.
And the last thing, you have to be able to read and write a sentence in English. So we work on that.
Okay.
And the end game is to help you become a naturalized citizen.
And if somebody wants to sign up for this, do they come here, contact you?
All they do is walk through the front doors.
Okay.
And the class is free of charge.
And the class is free of charge here. Now, these are classes here at the 11th Street Library, the main branch of the library. Are any of these classes available at any of the other branches, do you know?
Not the citizenship.
Just here.
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to study for your citizenship and get some help filling out the paperwork, you need to come here to the 11th Street branch of the NWRLS, because there are like 8 branches to this thing. They're everywhere. I mean, you're randomly driving down a street somewhere, and you go, "Oh, there's another library." It's a big organization. Tell us a little bit about when you were at WKGC.
It was back in the late 80s, mm-hmm. early 90s. I'm not going to get pinned down on a date.
Okay.
And it was just a small afternoon mix show. It was me and 2 guys. We all wanted to be DJs. I wanted to be the first female DJ, so I thought. And we would be in there in the afternoons. And I can remember the first time I met CC, and I was just in awe, because it was this voice I heard on Saturday mornings.
Sure.
And finally put a face with the man, and he was great. He was awesome. He talked us through everything. He gave us assistance whenever, however we needed it, and he was just awesome.
Mm-hmm. That was a good description of CC's character. He never met anybody he didn't like, I don't think. He loved everybody and was very outgoing and very generous with his time and expertise in radio. I loved watching him work with our students over there, and it was great. Okay, is there a time on Wednesdays?
Yes, Wednesdays at 1 o'clock.
Wednesdays at 1 o'clock. Okay, so if you're thinking about becoming a naturalized citizen, come here to the 11th Street Library and walk in the front door. Somebody at that desk, I'm sure, will direct you to Stephanie.
Absolutely.
And get signed up. Get yourself sworn in.
Yes.
And they're very helpful there at, the only branch I go to is the one on 11th Street, and I'm assuming that all of the branches are as helpful and kind, but I can definitely speak for the folks there at the 11th Street branch. They're always willing to help, and they don't look at me too crazy when I ask them questions. They should.
I know some of the questions you ask them, Scott, are going to be a little strange, but
I don't even think
you're in the running for the top strange questions.
Probably not.
This is a public library. It's a lot like being a public radio station. You'll get some strange questions.
Well, I ask them fewer questions because I have now gotten myself fully involved with OverDrive. So I'm picking books up off of through their website digitally, mm-hmm. and I don't have to go in and bother anybody.
Yes, and if you're listening and you're interested in getting books and reading books, but you don't really, maybe you can't get to the library, maybe you don't want to come to the library. Check out their website look at OverDrive, because if you have a computer or a tablet, or probably I think you can even do it on your phone if you've got really good eyesight.
Yep, I'm doing audiobooks on that are downloaded to my phone.
Wow.
And I plug it into my car.
Mm-hmm. And if you're having any trouble getting started up on OverDrive, I've seen lots of OverDrive help go on. You can wander on in the front door, and the nice people at the front desk will either help you or aim you at somebody who can help you getting OverDrive started. I think they do that over in Reference. So everybody over there seems to talk about OverDrive a lot. It's a great system.
It really is. I'm on my second book now.
Wait a minute. How much did you pay to get those books to read, Scott?
On a DJ's salary, I paid zero.
Oh, wow.
So that works out really well. Yeah, one see, that... I hear her laughing, but she's been in radio, so she knows. I think Charlie taught everybody that, too.
Charlie taught everybody how to live on starvation wages.
That's right.
I think one of the classes he taught was, where's the best deal for meals, you know?
Cece taught me the same thing, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, when we get back, we're going to talk to Dean Bonebright about adult basic education and tutoring. Oh.
And we've got one song coming up, and we'll take a quick break, and we've got a look at that weather forecast from News 13's Kara Murphy coming your way. We also have a vinyl play of the day coming up in just a moment. We'll also check in once again with Tom at the Northwest Regional Library System. Right now, it's the Four Seasons, though. A little classic here on the mix, working my way back to you on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. That's our pal Dina Carter on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Did I shave my legs for this? We want to mention that our programming today is sponsored in part by a gift from Bill Cordell at Raymond James in Panama City. Bill is a certified financial planner and specializes in generating retirement income and IRA rollovers. More information online at CordellWealthManagement.com. We head back out to the road where a rambling, roving reporter, that's what we'll call him now, Tom, is out at the Northwest Regional Library System on 11th Street. Tom? Are you there?
I used to.
There you go.
Yeah, I really don't rove as much as I used to.
But you ramble.
I have a GPS. I do ramble, yes.
You definitely ramble.
And as I get older, I tend to ramble more.
Yes, you do.
That's probably a topic for a different day. Next up, we have Dee Bonebright, and Dee does the basic adult education. So I'm just going to turn it over to Dee over here, and she's going to tell us what is basic adult education. What do you teach? Where do we start? All of that stuff.
Adult basic education usually has reading and writing, mm-hmm. English, as well as science.
Okay.
And civics, depending on what the person needs. They need to come in and fill out an application. We will sign them up with a particular tutor that's good in that particular area. And the lessons are free, but for adult basic education, you need to come in and fill out the application, because this is one-on-one with specific time involved.
So you're going to get a private tutor.
Yes.
For whatever it is you need to polish up on a little bit.
Yes.
And what is the end game with this? Are we looking for people to take some adult basic education and maybe get a GED or something like that? You're looking to try to help people on in that area if they're wanting to go back to school and get a degree?
Yes, I worked with one gentleman for about 2 years, and he just recently got his GED.
Oh, wow. I bet that made you feel good, didn't it?
It made me feel good, but he was just so proud of himself, mm-hmm. because it was a hard struggle for him.
Yeah, if you get out of school and get out of the learning mode, it's probably pretty difficult just to go back and go back to school and make yourself go through the discipline of studying, that discipline of studying that producer Brandon is so good at.
I never said I was good at it.
He's studying right now. What are you talking about? He's up here with a book in his hand.
No, he doesn't. I've never seen producer Brandon with a book in his hand. He's up there with a phone in his hand.
It's all digital, Tom. It's all digital.
I'm sorry. I'm just old school.
I like physical books.
I'm in a building full of books. Do you ever come down here, Brandon?
I come down every so often.
Okay. It's a really neat place. And they let you touch the books, which is neat.
And they let you take them home for free.
They do.
Unless you hold on to them for too long, and then they'll send you a letter.
Well, and we were talking off air, and I said, the only way I can seem to spend any money here is when I take the books home and keep them too long.
And they will
charge you for that after a while.
And they do have books for sale there in their little bookstore.
They do. They have a very, it's not even a little bookstore.
No, it's actually quite packed.
It's quite packed with books. There's a lot of books in there, and boy, are they a good deal.
Yeah, they are. A small room, lots of books.
Small room, lots of books. There's always nice people in there to help you. And it's just fun to wander around in there. And you can fill up your WKGC backpack real quickly with books for not much money in there.
Let me ask you this, Tom. Can I take my books that I have at home that I don't need or want anymore, can I take them down there and have the library sell them? I mean, I don't want the money, but will the library take them and then sell them?
They would be happy. If you have old books, our own... Gulf Coast's own Dr. Goins is famous for this because sometimes she brings a truckload of books in and then says, well, you're going to the library. Why don't you take this 500 pounds of books to the library for me? So we get out the hand trucks and roll all these books in. Yes, they're happy to have books. And if some of them go into regular circulation if it's something they need. And if it's not something they want to put in regular circulation, or they already have three copies of it or something, it'll go into the bookstore. And all of that money rolls back into providing the wherewithal so that we can tutor you on citizenship. We can help you get your GED here. So all of that money gets put to pretty good use. They're not real flamboyant about spending money where they don't need to at this place.
That's good. Very good stuff.
It's always fun to be down here. Dee, do you have anything else you want to talk about? Just they're going to have to come in and fill out an application and then chat with you about scheduling, aren't they?
Yes, and if I have time or if one of the other tutors has time, we'll take them in the office and actually interview them and see what level they are with reading and that type of thing.
Okay, you're going to do an interview to figure out where you need to start.
Yes.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. Okay.
You tossing it back to me, Tom?
I'm not. I want to. This is probably going to be my last break from here, so I want to toss it back at Ann a little bit here, Ann Robbins, because she has a note on my list of things to talk about. It's about speakers here. Did you want to go through some of the stuff you're going to have speakers here about on?
Well, what we do at the library, we do have a speakers bureau, and we will come to any organization in Bay County, groups, doesn't matter how small, how big. And do talks for them. I do most of the talking right now, but there are others on the staff that do talks too. I do mostly history of the Florida and Bay County and Civil War history. I do talks on pirates, all kinds of talks, and also bring displays of antiques with my talks so I can put out a display of actual antiques that go with it, Civil War antiques, artifacts, things like that.
So if I have a small meeting going on somewhere and I would like to have a speaker for a half an hour or so, we could contact you and you would either come or supply somebody?
Yes.
How much would I have to pay for that?
Nothing. It's free.
Good night. Scott, these guys are almost embarrassingly easy to get along with over here.
I know they are. It's actually good. It's a good place for you, Tom.
Okay. Well,
because you know we're not easy to get along with sometimes.
You're not easy to get along with, and especially not with me. So.
Well, we get along much better when you're out on the road.
I've noticed that. If I don't show up for work, you're happier.
Something like that. By the way, when you come in, we've got a few things for you to do.
Okay.
Of course.
That's
just kidding.
Like fun.
All right. Yeah, just kidding. No, that's Tom out at the Northwest Regional Library System. Check him out online, and somebody there, I'm sure, has the web address.
Yes, it's nwrls.com.
Very good.
I know the web address.
Hey, good job, Tom.
That's where I get my OverDrive books from.
Very good. We've got a... Tom, thanks for going out there, and thank you to all the ladies there and everybody who's behind the scenes there at the Northwest Regional Library System at the 11th Street branch. We appreciate you being on this morning. We appreciate all the things that you do for us.
All right.
And we will see you in a bit, Tom. It is 9:41. We've got a vinyl play of the day coming your way in just a few moments. First, a classic from the Eagles. This is Desperado right here on your local public radio station. This is 90.7 WKGC. This music there from the classic Patti LaBelle and Lady Marmalade. I have no idea what all of that says. Tom tells me it's not all good, so my French isn't great. I'll just leave it at that. It's a great song, though. It's good to dance to. Yeah, a little funky.
Dance.
Yeah.
I don't know French either. Apparently, I was in a call once with a friend, and I fell asleep, and I somehow managed to say I don't know how to speak French in very bad, broken French.
So you speak French in your sleep?
Apparently.
That's odd.
I have no idea how to do it when I'm awake, and I don't even know how I said it. It's weird.
That's odd, Brandon.
That is very odd.
Makai is in the studio with us this morning, too. She'll be taking over things here in just a few minutes, take you up to from 10 o'clock to 12, which I appreciate y'all doing.
Thank you. I sure will. You can join me at that time, too.
And want to mention that every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 until noon, you all kick me out. We have students here on our FM signal.
Yeah, students.
We've got producer Brandon, producer Kayla. We've got Makaya, Deborah, and your auntie, Angela. I guess she calls herself auntie when she's up here.
I think it's your favorite auntie.
Something like that.
There's
but
a
anyway,
difference. She's your favorite.
She is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got all students that are taking over 2 hours a day right here on your local public radio station. And that's why we do it. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a vinyl play. All right. We're going back long before you kids were ever even thought about. 1973.
That's a little bit earlier than
yeah, and this is this is an album pulled out of our vinyl vault called What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. This was released in November of 1974 with our vinyl play of the day. It's the Doobie Brothers here on The Mix. A great song called Black Water right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Thank you. like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand. I want a honky tonk, pretty honky tonk, with you all night long. I like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand. I want a honky tonk, pretty honky tonk, with you all night long. I like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand. I want a honky tonk.
Your local public radio station, the only one in HD and the only one playing some vinyl for you on this Thursday morning. That's the Doobie Brothers and Blackwater, one of my favorite songs. I found that in the vault and I said, got to play that.
Got to play it.
Great song. So we're coming up on 10 o'clock, plenty more for you today. Of course, we've got our community campus connection coming your way at 12 noon as Tori keeps you up to date with all of the fantastic things. Even over the summer, this place is busy around here. The campus is, I mean, we've got kids here. We've had all ages here this week and the last couple of weeks, and we continue to do that throughout the summer. There's a lot of great stuff happening here on the campus of Gulf Coast State College, and that's what we do during the Community Campus Connection. Let you know what we're doing here. Keep you up to date with all that good stuff. Of course, Moselle Washington bringing you three of the very, very best hours of jazz music you'll find anywhere on the planet, or any other planet, by the way. Check it out, I promise. You're laughing, but it's true. I've tested it out.
You did?
Yeah, it's Jazz in a Minor Key coming your way right at 12:05 or so. And then, of course, it's Thursday. Tori Shea's in this afternoon to bring you a little jazz for another hour to take you up to all things considered at 4 o'clock. And then, of course, Tori's in tonight. We bring her in 9 till midnight. That's tough for that girl.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's bringing you some great jazz called Jazz Till Tomorrow. That's from 9 until midnight. Now, tomorrow morning, we've got our Friday show. We're bringing Heather Clements in, and we're going to have a good time with Heather tomorrow morning here in the studio. And she's a local artist, and we've got plenty to talk about. So we're keeping things very busy here at your local public radio station. Visit our website, wkgc.org. And I'll just tell you what, it's time for me to shut up and get out of here, right? Makai is ready to get the controls. So,
yeah, y'all stay tuned and join me. We're going to have a great time.
That's right. We're going to wrap up this hour of music going back to 1965 with a great song by Sonny and Cher. This is I Got You, Baby. You're listening to your local public radio station in HD 90.7 WKGC.